You're listening to SBS News.
Everybody watching will feel this sense that we both feel of disappointment, and that it's just so difficult ahead of Christmas, which everybody was really looking forward to, after all of the sacrifices that have been made. But unfortunately, this virus, the new strain, was out of control. We've got to get it under control. And the way that we can do that, the only way you can do that, is by restricting social contact.
That's Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock telling TV viewers why a new mutant variety of the COVID-19 virus has forced the government into yet another U-turn, effectively cancelling Christmas for most of the UK. Sir Patrick Vallance, the UK's chief scientific advisor, says the mutant strain appears to be much more contagious than existing types of the coronavirus.
This new variant not only moves fast, it is increased in terms of its ability to transmit, but it is becoming the dominant variant. It is beating all the others in terms of transmission. So this virus transmits and spreads fast.
However, officials say it doesn't appear to cause more severe symptoms. Public Health England said that while the variant has been circulating since September, it wasn't until this week that officials felt that they had enough evidence to declare that it has higher transmissibility than other circulating viruses. At least 60 different local authorities across the UK have recorded COVID infections caused by the new variant. Former UK government chief scientific advisor Sir Mark Walpott says the government's decision to impose heavier restrictions in Britain is the right one.
Unfortunately, this virus has absolutely no emotions whatsoever. It is changing, and it's been necessary to change in response to this new variant, this new strain that's emerging. And these are appropriate restrictions. The new strain is more transmissible. If there's one piece of good news, it doesn't appear so far that it causes any worsening of the disease, which is important. And as far as we know at this stage, the vaccines should still work against it. But it's a difficult time.
Sir Mark says the fact that the virus has mutated shouldn't be a particular worry as long as the restrictions are observed. He says the mutation is part of the normal life cycle of a virus.
All viruses mutate constantly. Indeed, people mutate constantly, but we only reproduce every 25 years. The virus reproduces every few minutes. There have been new variants emerging throughout. So I don't think that there's anything we should be particularly more concerned about at the moment, but there is just a tendency. The viruses that do well are the ones that transmit most easily.
But scientists say the spike in cases in UK is due to more than just a virulent strain of the disease. Dr. Bharat Pankhania, the senior clinical lecturer at Exeter University, says there are other factors in play.
We do know that the spike protein has mutated, meaning made mistakes in reproduction, and therefore it looks like it is the predominant strain. And therefore the conjecture is that it may be more infectious. My view would be maybe, but the other important bit is we have had a lot of human-to-human interactions as well. People indoors, shopping, schools, colleges, universities open, etc. So it is a double issue. One may be a variant that is more infectious. I accept that, maybe. And the other one is human behaviors as well, which have led to the rise in number of cases.
He says the more time the virus has to spread, the more opportunities it has to change. So it's important to minimise the spread in order to reduce the chances of it changing. Dr. Pankhania says, unfortunately, action to slow the spread is not being taken quickly enough by the UK authorities.
People like myself and many of my colleagues have been saying for a long time, whether it is a new strain, a new, more infectious strain, the evidence is case numbers are going up, irrespective, and therefore we need to take urgent action sooner rather than later. We're always catching up rather than being acting as soon as we should have been acting.
A number of EU countries have already suspended flights from the UK in light of the new virus threat. Paediatric intensive care consultant Dr. Simon Nadel says that any relaxation of restrictions for Christmas could lead to a surge in cases.
If we draw lessons from what happened in the United States over Thanksgiving, we can see that they've had a major increase in their number of cases in the weeks following Thanksgiving, and I think we can expect see the same thing after the Christmas relaxation.
Alan Lee, SBS News.